Good morning, good afternoon, whichever time it is with you. Here it's morning, and we're in morning class, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And don't you like the way that Keith Moore brings you into class and he says, sit down? He is so sharp, but I think Phyllis does all that. And he just takes credit for it. No, but isn't that good? He has an empty seat there. We don't have any empty seats, but you're here. You're in class with us today. Praise God. And so we could, hallelujah. I'm excited about this. And Father, we thank you again today for your presence here. We are your students. We will be your students as long as we're on this earth. And we come to heaven, we'll still be learning from you because we know what the scripture says about it. And we praise you and thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we're talking about, Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem that kills the prophets. So Jerusalem, which kills the prophets in the 13th chapter of Luke. Now let's turn now to the 10th chapter of Luke, 17th verse. Now, you remember what happened here? Let's go back here. After these things, the Lord appointed another 70. What does appoint mean? He ordained them. Another 70. The ministry got so huge that 12 couldn't handle it. He had to have 70 more. Now, so then, but he said the same thing to them, the way he ordained them. He said, and into whatsoever city you enter, receive you, eat such things as set before you, heal the sick that are therein, and the kingdom of God has come nigh to you, and so forth, and raise the dead in the kingdom of God. And so he ordained that 70. Now look at the 17th verse. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, now look at this class, watch this. I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I saw it. I was there. I'm on the earth now, but I was there. My father and I saw to it. We kicked him out. He was a covering cherub. Now, from what I read in the book of Revelation, wouldn't hurt for us to turn there. And this is what I like. I've read the back of the book. And we win. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things that must shortly come to pass, he sent and signified it by his angel unto the servant of John. Lucifer means the bright morning star. Well, he didn't name himself. And he turned to the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and he said, God said, I created the waster that destroys, and I'll take care of him, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. I created him, and I'll be responsible for him. Well, that was back before the cross. And he took him down right there. Glory to God. And we see it in that last Passover meal. One will betray me. And he said, woe unto the one that betrays me. It'd be better for him if a millstone had been tied about his neck and cast into the sea. The minute he took that morsel, the devil entered into him. been in the presence of Jesus for 3.5 years. He was his treasurer. He was a thief. He was stealing things from the bag. Well, he had seen Jesus all the time just walk out from the midst of them. I'm satisfied that he had the idea that he would do it this time, because after all, he's going to restore all of this and kick Rome out. I'll put money back in the bag, and when he restores the kingdom, my books will balance. But you go back to the first covenant and you find out not so. And he made a huge mistake. He committed suicide in that condition. So every day he looks back on it. Every day he looks back on it. Why was I stupid enough to do this? And I'm in this tormented place. And it's like Jesus said, woe to me. I'd have been better off if I'd have been drowned in the sea. Why? If he'd been drowned in the sea, it wouldn't have been suicide. But he killed himself in that condition. He killed himself full of the devil. Jesus gave him every chance. He called him friend. That's a covenant term. He knew exactly what that meant. He gave him a chance to repent. He always gives you a chance to repent. I don't care who you are. Amen.
Amen.
So now we see, I gave unto you power, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I saw him fall. So what? The devils are subject to you in my name. I mean, I saw him fall.
Right.
He's a nobody. He's a zero. So now, in order to establish this, let's go to the book of Hebrews. Praise God. And I'll remind you another place in the book of Revelation. They overcome who? They overcame him, talking about the devil. They overcame him I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down. That's who he is. And accused them before God day and night. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Glory to God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's the reason it's so marvelous to testify of every little thing, every big thing that God's ever done for you. Tell somebody about it all the time. Just testify all the time. I'm well today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now, well, that's, we're here in the book of Hebrews. I am. The second chapter. Go there with me, please. Hebrews chapter 2, and let's read verse 7. You made him a little lower than the angel. You crowned him with glory and honor, did set him over the works of your hands. You put all things subject under his feet. For in that he put all subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Actually, well, Satan is a fallen angel. In one area in the psalm said it made him a little lower than God. Jesus had to go there. The serpent in the wilderness. And I said, Lord, what? That looked like the nature of the devil. And the Lord said, well, he was allowed to take him over at the cross. He was lifted up on a pole. But healing came from that uplift. Those, anybody that would look at that would be healed that from those deadly snake bites. Yes. They were responsible. Their disobedience brought the snakes in there. Yes. And that's part of the curse. But by looking on that pole, woo, glory to God. By looking on that cross, you can receive your healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? But now, wait a minute. Whoop. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by grace of God should taste death for every man. This is marvelous. He tasted it for us. And praise God, a born-again child of the living God. Think of it. You can't taste it when you die. You can't hear it. You can't see it. And you can't feel it. Now, Gloria's little brother, Stanley, was asleep in a pickup truck with a friend of his, you know, there in Arkansas, just a little ways from our prayer cabin. And I know the curve. And he was asleep. And the young man that was driving way too fast. And there's a curve that should do this to bank a little bit, but it doesn't. It does this. It's an adverse bank, and you really need to slow down. And that pickup just flew, hit the trees, and burned. Well, Gloria was at a women's conference not too long after that. Now, I need to tell you something about Stanley Neese. Now, Stanley was a rock and brick mason. And he just couldn't stand shirt sleeves. I bought him a new shirt, a new white dress shirt to go to something, church or somebody's homegoing service, whatever it was. First thing he did, a brand new shirt, he cut sleeves out of it. Uh-huh. And he put his coat on and it felt good. Well, Gloria was at a women's conference and this woman was giving, she spent some time in heaven. And she said she went into this great hall and gorgeous meeting room. And they were, the choir was singing the anthems of the church, and everybody was there, they were in heaven, and Jesus walked out on the platform, and the ceiling were angels, and they all flew away. She said it's magnificent. But then after she told all about the mansions and so forth. But then afterwards she came up to Gloria and she said, Gloria, we've never met, but she said, I want to tell you something now. In heaven, the catching away of the church is the next great event. And she said, they're preparing for it. And we were in this huge dining hall and people were putting down place settings. And she said, there was a young man there and said he put down his things and walked over and said, would you tell Gloria I was not in that truck when it burned? Thank you. Went back and she said, but now Gloria, the strange thing about him, he's the only one that had no sleeves in his garment. So we knew it was Stanley. Yeah. God is faithful to his people, I'm telling you. It killed the grief right there. Just slayed grief right there. He's in heaven. Glory to God forevermore. And now Mary and Babe are back with Stanley and Doug and the whole family. Glory to God's back together. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that marvelous?
Yes.
So now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's continue to read this. For it became him for whom are all things, bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect their suffering. Now, let's turn the page there. I want to show you something. And again, I'll put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God has given me. For as much then of the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, say through death,
through death,
Jesus might destroy. The word there is paralyze. Might paralyze him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear of death. That is the master fear. The fear of dying. You're not afraid of flying, you're afraid of dying.
Right.
What is fear? It's faith reversed.
Yes.
It's faith in death.
Yes.
Faith in an animal's ability to hurt or kill you.
Yes.
Faith in a storm. When you actually have authority over the storm.
Amen.
And over the animals.
Amen.
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 But you have to train yourself. How do you train yourself? I'm glad you asked that. So we'll go to 1 John. Hebrews, James, little John. Thank you, Lord. Well, we find out in the fourth chapter, the eighth verse, that God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God is sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Now, for the sake of time, look at this 16th verse. We have known, gnosko, intimate relationship. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but mature love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. There is none. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. God is love.
Amen.
But we have to know and believe the love. Well, do you believe God loves you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You just ask any Christian. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I dare say you don't believe it. Why did you let that come on me? I remember the time. Everybody was a baby Christian one time. Some of them are still babies, and they've been Christians 50 years. Get all upset, just... They don't desire the sincere milk of the words. You just heat their milk up a little bit. You just have a fuss on your hand. I'll tell you, the pastor don't come and visit me anymore. You whiny baby, you ought to be out visiting people yourself. I know you're not like that. You're not going to be after today. Of course not. But that's the reason. That's the reason. For a college like this, to know these things,
yes.
To have, by the time you get out of here and you go on to advance your education, or you go on into your ministry, you go on and found the church that God called you to do, you go on into the mission field, wherever your calling is, you go into it as a continual growing believer.
Yes.
Continual growing believer.
Yes.
And we're helping the babies.
Yes.
Helping the babies.
Yes.
And when I first began to preach the word of faith, well, you know, I was preaching to people that been born again longer than I was old. But I'm preaching adult Christianity. Why that young whippersnapper come in here telling us about the righteousness of God? Can you imagine that? There's none righteous, no, not one. Don't the Bible say that, brother? I'm not kidding you. It happened. But I used to have question and answer sessions on Friday. Whoa, that was the first one that came up. Well, I had to go back to the fourth, fifth, sixth chapters of Romans. And then 2 Corinthians 5. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I had disc jockeys, the Christian disc jockeys. I had songs about we've been made the righteousness of God, and they wouldn't play my songs because I said we've been made the righteousness of God. Well, he's a little baby Christian disc jockey. Knows nothing about the Bible when it comes to these kind of teachings. You can be so involved in music. That's the reason we have an advantage where the Psalms are concerned. We don't sing them all the time. They're not that familiar to us. Jesus called them Scripture. To us, that's what they are. Well, of course they are to them too. And I'm not criticizing that. But they talk about us reading those Psalms and standing on them. Well, that's the way you Christians, that's the way us Christians do it. Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen.
We have a lot of good songs in our songbook, but we have some in our songbook that should be ripped out of the book.
Yes.
Spare me nothing you bore for me on the cross if it'll make me closer to you. Oh, dear Lord. And I went to one church, this guy would sing that every time I was there. And the pastor said, I keep telling him not to sing that anymore. And the next time I was there, he got up and here he came. I said, shut up and sit down. I'm not going to come up here and preach after you get through with that thing embalmed with unbelief. Now just sit down over there and hush. So he finally decided not to sing that anymore when I came to that church. And we're out of time. Can you imagine that? Praise God. Woo-hoo! Let's give the Lord a praise.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
Knowing your rights means you can access benefits that you are entitled to and reject things that you don't have to be subjected to. This is true with family rights of inheritance, rights of a citizen of a country, and benefits of your job. The same is true for the benefits that are yours as a child of God. Dare to Take Your Place is an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland in which you will learn about what you are entitled to as a born-again believer and especially how to take your place in your right standing with God. In the family of God, healthy relationships, abundant financial provision, healing and health in your body, motivation and energy day to day, and peace in your heart and mind are yours to enjoy. Your benefits do nothing for you if you don't use them. You must begin walking, talking, and acting on what is rightfully yours. There is no limit to God's righteousness in you. Accept your role and expect your benefits. Dare to take your place as a child of God. The promises of God for your life will increase your faith and place you in right standing with Him. Request Dare to Take Your Place, a free audio series by Kenneth Copeland, available at kcm.org/tv special or when you call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
A very famous preacher, if I called his name, everybody in the world would know him. His organization, not his own staff, got mad at him because he preached out of a red Bible instead of a black one. Then what are we going to do with the red letter? Let's don't get into that. Anyway, thank you for joining us today and having the kind of fun that we have here. Praise the Lord. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory.
September 6th through 9, join us at the Colombia Believers Convention in Bogota, Colombia. October 26th through 28, make plans to be at the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. November 9 through 11, don't miss the Omaha Victory Campaign in Omaha, Nebraska. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.